Last week's Fresh Voices commentary by new Hanover High School student Patrick Peoples drew some reactions. Mary B. wrote, "Terrific commentary. Thank you for sharing your memories and challenges." Walter James Duke wrote, "I wanted to express my appreciation to Mr. Peoples for sharing this and to thank WHQR for having the courage to allow Patrick's thoughtful and touching commentary on what is often a very sensitive topic in our community. Thank you." Jessica Good wrote about last week's Soup to Nuts live show with the Mac and Juice Quartet. "What an amazing performance. I had no idea of this band's depth and talent. I've seen 20-plus soup shows, and this was easily the finest. WHQR, you hit this one out of the park." Bill Sisson wrote, "WHQR does a good job of balancing the programming needs of its listening community. I am particularly partial to the news programs. As part of the news, WHQR usually gives a weather forecast along with current weather conditions. I would suggest that the station include both wind chill and heat index information with the forecast. It is more useful to know what the temperature means in terms of what it feels like outside than it is simply to know the temperature. Keep up the good work." We're starting to see results come in from our spring 2014 survey. I always learn something from the responses. And here's a small sample. Dolores said, "I enjoy classical music and want to hear more." Tracy said, "I love public radio and WHQR, but it should have more news and less classical music. The classical music shows are fine. I just think that since there is a place specifically for that, the digital all-classical channel, WHQR should focus on news more throughout the day. There are already too many conservative talkers on the local airways, and WHQR is our only balance to that." Larry said, "So often I find myself starting a conversation with, 'I hear on WHQR or on NPR that I decided to start a coin jar like Cleve has during the pledge drive. Every time I say that phrase, I put a quarter in the jar for my next donation." Kevin said, "I don't know if a local version of Talk of the Nation would be practical or safe given how high emotions run on many local issues, but I think it would be a good addition to our community." Anonymous said, "Please don't go short on the hourly news. I cringe when you only do 3 minutes. I feel that I'm missing out on something. When I can, I go to a Radio East station to catch what I'm missing. I do not see how 2 minutes an hour can be disruptive to your programming." Nancy said, "The volume is low. I need to adjust the volume in the car whenever I go to WHQR. John said, "Classical music on the main channel seems to have been forgotten. I'm listening to streaming WDAV in Davidson more often than WHQR. Sean said, "Too much classical. Need to add more music variety in the daytime." Roland said, "I wish I did not live in a public radio wasteland. I cannot pick up your station over the air, but I live on the outer fringes of three others." Rick said, "We truly enjoy most of the programming. WHQR is essential to the community and society in general." Those are just a few of the early responses to our 2014 survey. We do want to hear from you. You can get one in the mail if we have your address, but you can also expand your answers by filling it out online. Go to WHQR.org for the link. We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.